Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. That right there from the scene, Southern Hills, is Kyle Porter, KP. Day one in the books.
It was awesome.
Pretty
sick. It was great. I mean, it was weird. I don't know if this came through on TV, but it lacked energy late in the day. Everybody left, and yeah. The group that I was following was the Scheffler, Rahm, Morikawa group, and they weren't playing that well. But it was pretty electric early with Rory and Tiger, and the course is phenomenal. It's going to be windy on Friday. I'm jacked. We'll talk about it. We could get a JT Rory weekend, which would be unbelievable.
Rory McIlroy starts on the back nine, goes out in 31, comes in 34. That is a 5-under 65, and he is the solo leader after 18 rounds. KP, just to confirm, this was a Thursday, right? This was a round one. Rory McIlroy played well today?
I mean, it's what we've been asking for, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, don't play yourself out of it on Thursday.
I'm going to take a little credit, I think, for his lead, because on Tuesday, I kind of challenged him in the press conference. I was like, listen, like, you said at Augusta, we talked about this on the podcast, but I said, you said at Augusta, you're trying to be more conservative in the early part of majors, but that's not how you won your majors, right? I didn't say it like that, but I said it more professionally.
Right.
And he was like, well, yeah, but like, you know, I don't want to play myself out of it early. And I just think that being conservative is a better strategy for me. But you know what he wasn't on Thursday? He wasn't conservative. He had driver everywhere. He bullied the course. He was a menace off the tee. I mean, he had 10 drives of 325 yards or more. And so I was proud of the fact that he didn't – it would have been easy after those four early birdies to just kind of start playing prevent defense to protect it, right? But he didn't do it. He went after the par fives, and he made some mistakes late. Those par threes are long. They're difficult. But he went and got it on Thursday, and I thought that was super impressive. And I think it bodes well for the rest. If he has driver like this, it's curtains. It's over. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I thought he was very confident in all facets. I thought he rolled the rock in a confident manner as well. I thought he looked very, very strong. It's been nearly 8 years, KP, since Rory McIlroy has held the lead or the co-lead after 18 holes. Last time he did it, 2014 Open Championship, he won that. Time before that, 2011 U.S. Open, won that as well. Are we headed towards a Rory McIlroy victory here?
Well, I don't know about that. I think we might be, but I think here's the thing that I was thinking about after his round is, even if we're not headed for a victory, I think we're headed for something emotional from him on the weekend. And what I mean by that is, like, even if he's not leading going into Sunday, he's going to be near that lead. And that's going to be a heavy load when you haven't – I mean, that's going to be a lot to carry when you haven't won a major in 8 years, right? So I think this tournament all of a sudden is starting to feel like it revolves around him, what he does or doesn't do. And that's interesting because I think he's the most interesting guy in golf. So I'm really excited about what that means for kind of the rhythm of this tournament over the next 3 days. Because every major's got a rhythm. And we saw it with Scheffler at the Masters. And, you don't find it until Friday or Saturday. But then just like Phil last year at Kiowa, that tournament at some point on the weekend became about whether he won or lost. He was the story, right? And I think there's a chance, we're not there yet, but I think there's a chance the same thing could be said of Rory this weekend.
Yeah, because there's some names chomping at the bit to get a little action, get a little closer to Rory McIlroy, especially on a windy Friday. We're going to talk about those guys and update you on the big cat, but first we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up!
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
And we're back. Will Zalatoris, who was one of the more popular options coming into the week, KP, shot a 4-under-66 that was highlighted by his putter. I have not misspoken. That is correct. He led the field in strokes gained putting, 3.61, the fourth best putting round of his career, KP. Pretty good time to pull it out.
He's a big game hunter, right? I mean, he's sort of the opposite of Xander and Cantlay. When have Xander and Cantlay ever shot like 4-under in round? Well, I mean, Xander's been there, so that's unfair to him. But Cantlay, like, do something at a major, right? And Zalatoris keeps doing it. I mean, it's I think the hard part for him will almost be less about the putter and more about trying to get your first win in a major with Rory and JT there. That's hard. That's really difficult. And he can do it. I think he's capable. I think he's got the game to do it. I think he's got the confidence to do it. It's just, I think it's just a little bit harder to get your first overall win. Scottie Scheffler talked about this. I think it was earlier in the week about how, like, because he won Phoenix, he was just a little bit more settled or confident or whatever at Bay Hill when he was in the mix. And it just, that first win's uncomfortable. And that's going to be a really hard kind of cauldron for him to potentially do it. But I'm excited. I mean, he played really well, obviously. It's fun when he's in the mix. I'm excited for him to stay there going into the weekend.
And we've talked about this before. Like, he's not going to gain 12 strokes putting this week, but he's already banked these, right? We've seen this before where the elite guys, the really good guys, yeah, they have this outlier putting week, but they don't just go back and lose all of that and then some even the next day or the next 2 days. Like, the really good guys can just bank it.
Yeah. And for sure. And I mean, do you think that means, like, because I think what you're saying is, like, sometimes guys will say, well, that's not sustainable.
Right.
Or the opposite of that is, like, well, he's just having a career week. So you're sort of saying, like, the best guys, it's like, well, this is just a sign that they're having a career week, right?
Or that it's not sustainable, but it doesn't matter because he's, like, he's good enough to be in the mix anyway. And he just got, like, 3 bonus strokes today.
Yeah. That makes sense. I wonder what his strokes gain at the Masters last year was, because he finished 1 back of Hideki. I wonder what his putting numbers were. I don't know if we have that. I think we had
I have it.
Not the true one, but the
– It's calculated in the same way. So the only 3 rounds that he's had that are better than this, he ended up finishing runner-up in all 3 of those. And let's see here. The Masters one was one of them. So he gained – during round 2 of the 2021 Masters, he gained 3.98 strokes with the putter. That's his second best round ever.
And this was his best.
This was his fourth best. This was a little bit worse.
Fourth best. Okay. Okay. So I mean, same type deal, right? Even if it falls off, like, it's still there for him.
Exactly. Let's talk about the big cat because he went out early on Thursday and went out on the back nine. Immediately birdies 10, birdies 14. He's two under par and everybody's all hot and bothered. Bogeys 15, bogeys 18, bogeys 1, bogeys 2, bogeys 4, bogeys 8, bogeys 9. Doesn't play well coming in, KP. It's a 74 and I'm a little bit worried that he's not going to be around for the weekend.
So I don't think he's going to be. So two things that stood out to me. One, Rory was 100 yards ahead of him on some of these holes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was unbelievable. I guess I just don't totally understand why Tiger's hitting iron off the tee. I know that I think that was the strategy he took in 2007, right? And so he's like, well, same course, same. And it's a different course than 2007. It's not anything like what it used to play. That rough was so thick and so high, and it just benefited you more, I think, to hit iron and keep it in front of you. And now this rough it's nothing. I mean, it's almost like non-existent. You might get flyers out of there. You might get weird lies in there, but you have to take that risk and hit driver off the tee. Rory can't be 100 yards ahead of you and you expect to score with him, right? And then the other thing is, obviously, I mean, he looked horrible coming home. Like, his body was just, and I think the thing that's disconcerting is it's not just that he was hurt. He seemed to be surprised in the way that he was hurting. I think he was prepared for like a certain type of pain, and it was almost like it caught him off guard, like the manner in which he was hurting. And that's concerning. That worries me because it's like, well, if you didn't expect this, then what's going on here? Is this like two steps backward from the progress that you made at the Masters? That's kind of what it felt like on Thursday.
Yeah. Pain was the word of the day in his presser afterwards. And he lost another basically two strokes around the green, which has kind of been a trend, Kyle. And that's probably, I'm sure it's just lack of reps, right? I mean, the guy's got a world-class short game, but when you put it to the test in major championship conditions and you only play in major championships, like, that's probably the part of his game it's not the part of the game that he appears to be struggling with the most statistically. That's the part of the game he's struggling with the most.
Well, and we were joking today about how, like, Tiger should only, like, his only swing should ever be in just tournament rounds. He shouldn't practice. He shouldn't play practice rounds because his body just breaks. But like, and it's kind of funny, but like, the unintended consequence of that is that your short game is not going to be, I mean, like you're saying, like, if you don't, like, that's the part that I think the rust can show the most when you're not practicing. And he clearly is just, he's not, I mean, I just don't know how this is going to go for the next 5 years. We don't need to talk. We don't need to like dive into that now, but it just doesn't. I don't see really the path forward for him.
We've talked Rory. We've talked Tiger. The third man in that mega group was Jordan Spieth. I count four bogeys, two birdies. He lost strokes with the flat stick. Two over par for Jordan Spieth is actually him gaining shots to the field. So it feels worse than it actually was, Kyle, but Spieth did not assert himself, at least on Thursday, in a way that we were hoping with some of his finishes coming into this week.
Yeah, I thought his putter was just poor. I think that's a little weird. I know he likes, or I think he's talked about liking faster greens, but he's also putted well at Open Championships where the greens are slower. I didn't see his final strokes gain. I can pull it up real quick, but he couldn't have been good putting. Yeah, he was minus 1.2. He hit the ball decently, but the putter just let him down. I mean, it wasn't very good. And I think he'll still work his way into it and maybe mix it up a little, but I mean, you gotta put well to, you gotta at least put average to stay in it and contend at major championships. And he didn't. And I thought that was disappointing. Although that was the thing that stood out coming in, right? Was like that his putter was maybe going to be the weak point. And clearly it was on Thursday.
The afternoon wave on Thursday played about a stroke more difficult than the morning wave did. Justin Thomas came out of that harder wave and shot a 67. This reminds me a lot of when JT was on the wrong end of the draw at the Players, and he was like three or four under, bogey free on that. I think it was a Saturday, but it was the second round. Whatever that situation was, it felt a lot like that, Kyle. And it didn't amount to much at the Players' Championship for JT. He's looking to build that momentum here more efficiently at the PGA Championship.
I mean, I don't know about you. I thought JT kind of had that look in his eye this afternoon of like, I'm gonna bend this thing to my will. And he should, because he's not been I just saw the Scheffler club slam. I hadn't seen that yet.
Yeah, he was the spiciest I've seen him in a while.
Wow, that was aggressive.
Yeah, he was also giving it the impossible. This is impossible.
I did see that. I was standing with some people on 17 when he did that. That was. I'm going to start using that at home and when I play at my Muni. I thought JT had kind of the look in his eye this afternoon, and I love to see it. He's not been good enough at major championships. That's not like breaking news. He would say that. He has said that. He's too good. Listen, like, Justin Thomas is a better player than Colin Morikawa. He just is. He's just better at golf than Colin Morikawa. Colin Morikawa should not have more major championships than JT, and I don't think that's how they'll end their careers. But at some point, you gotta. I don't care if he wins. You gotta contend. Like, you gotta get in it. And he putted it well on Thursday. I thought it was the most impressive round in the afternoon wave. Rory was the best in the morning. JT in the afternoon. Maybe they'll meet in the middle on Saturday and Sunday and play together. That would be awesome. But I thought he was mega impressive on Thursday. And I think he'll benefit if it gets windy like we think it might on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, Joaquin Niemann had himself a nice round in the afternoon as well. But some guys that have work to do, Brooks Koepka falls into that category. Colin Morikawa, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, KP, they all kind of underperformed. Is there one you think, hey, has a better chance of maybe bouncing back on Friday, or is it going to be a short week for some of these guys?
Give me those names again. I was reading something. Brooks.
Brooksy, Colin Morikawa, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson. Brooks is gone. He's
what did DJ shoot?
Dustin Johnson shot a 3 over 73.
God, he's my one and done. That's painful.
Rahm's 3 over as well. He's my one and done. Morikawa, I thought, could not have played worse and shot a 72. He would be my pick because he was all over the place with the driver. He was not tight in really any facet of the game. I think I probably saw every shot that he hit. That was he could not have shot worse than 72.
Yeah, I mean Brooks is, he's cooked. He's hurt. I think he yeah. beat like half the club pros in the first round. Rahm, I don't know, man. Like, we were talking about that. We were following Morikawa and Rahm, and it's like, Morikawa looked kind of soft with his iron play. It looked kind of weak, not like physically, but he wasn't standing up shots into kind of a light wind. And so you're like, well, does he need it to be perfect conditions to play well? I don't think so, but that at least is in the back of my head. Rahm does not. Rahm can play in any type of conditions at any time. So I might lean toward Rahm, especially if it gets really windy on Friday.
Yeah, he gave a lot of strokes away around the green. Maybe he cleans that up. Okay, I got to get you to the media bus. I got to get out of here. It's my wife's birthday. So let's do this real quick. Rory McIlroy is the favorite, +275, according to our friends over at Caesars Sportsbook. JT, 7-1, with Zalatoris at 10, Cam Smith at 11, and Xander Schauffele, a name we didn't even talk about, had a nice early morning at 12-1. With kind of weather rolling in, with Rory sucking up a lot of the odds at the top, it feels like an opportunity to get someone down further. I'm just not sure I know who it is.
So the two guys that stand out to me are Cam Smith and Scotty. Scotty could have shot 74 coming home on Thursday. Drove it terribly, hit two balls in the water or in the creek. Couldn't have played worse, and he still only shot 71, which is gaining strokes on the field. So Scotty at 20, if he shoots 66 on Friday, game on. And Cam Smith was awesome on his back nine. He was out of it. He was 2 over. He was just not good on the front, on his front. And then he kept it together. He put together 5 birdies and 7 holes. And I think he led the field in tee to green or approach, one of those two, or maybe both.
He led it in approach. He led it in ball striking. He did not lead it in tee to green, but it was close.
Okay. So he to me at 11 is super intriguing. I wouldn't touch Rory. That's just not a good number. JT, I wouldn't touch yet. I don't think that's a very good number for where he's at. I think the value is Cam Smith and Scottie Scheffler.
I like the Cam Smith one. That's fair. Okay. We'll be back after each and every round of the PGA Championship. Obviously, major championship. We'll do it. Kyle Porter available on Twitter at Kyle Porter CBS. Producer Jacob does all that hard work behind the scenes. You can tweet me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.